بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل قال إذا تقرب العبد إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا وإذا تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت منه باعا وإذا أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة رواه البخاري سيدنا أنس رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this also is a hadith Qudsi wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala has mentioned. Allah ta'ala says, إِذَا تَقَرَّبَ الْعَبْدُ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا When my servant comes to me one hand span, this is shibran, one hand span, I go to him by one arm's length. So the banda takes one step, Allah takes two steps closer to him. وَإِذَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا And when my servant comes to me one arm's length, I go to him by two arm's length. And when he comes to me walking, I come to him running. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from running, walking, moving. Allah does not have limbs like we have. What is the meaning of this hadith? When a person moves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is penitent. He opposes his nafs, his carnal desires, like how we mentioned yesterday in the hadith. First, a person completes his fara'id. That's the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he goes closer to and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing voluntary action, nafil, until Allah ta'ala begins to love him. When Allah loves him, then Allah becomes his eye, ear, his hand, his sight. In other words, then Allah protects him from doing haram. So similarly here, when a person has made up his mind to become the beloved of Allah, he wants to gain closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to become the friend of Allah. Just a little effort on his side and see how much more, double, Allah ta'ala's mercy comes upon him. Allah guides him. Allah begins to shower his special attention towards such a person. So when the person takes a few steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards him. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the true blessings, the peace, the contentment. And Allah removes him from any type of difficulty. Allah protects him from following nafs and shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the dunya easy for him. Allah makes the path towards reaching him very easy. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ رواه البخاري سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there are two bounties two ni'mats two bounties where most of the people or many people are deceived regarding these two bounties they take these bounties as something not serious They take it for granted. They don't appreciate and value these two bounties. In other words, they have become deceived. How? They take these bounties for granted. Which are these two bounties? As-sihhatu, good health. Wal-faragh, and having free time. When a person has good health, instead of valuing his good health and spending it correctly in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes deceived with his good health and He continues to do things that is against Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Instead of performing his salat, discharging his zakat, going for hajj, doing nafil, looking after the needy, the poor, the sick, the widows, he spends his time in dunya. What happens when he becomes ill, when he becomes sick? Now he desires, I wish I had good health. But then it's too late. On the contrary, if a person in his good health, he spends his time correctly, in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He engaged in fara'id, in nafil. He did many good deeds. He read his surahs, his du'as. He made his dhikr, he made his tilawat of the Qur'an. The hadith says, when such a person becomes sick or ill, or sometimes he's on a journey and he's unable to accomplish the nafil aspect of his life. Fara'id, you have to do it, whether you're on a journey or at home. But normally he would read extra tilawat at home, or when he had good health, he read more paras, more dhikr. But because of going on a journey or because he became sick, suddenly he was struck with a very heavy flu, or he had some type of illness and now he's in hospital, he's in ICU, he's unable to accomplish the normal extra ibadah that he would make, Allah would still reward him in that condition without him having to do any ibadah, any voluntary ibadah. Because Allah knew this person is so genuine. When he had good health, that he occupied his time and he valued his good health in obeying me. So now because some illness has come to him, I will not deprive him. And the other one is faragh, free time. We have free time. And a person will regret on the day of Qiyamah all the time he had in this world, the free time in this world in which he did not spend correctly. And that is why our mashayikh say, one subhanallah you say, without any effort on our tongues and our bodies, one tree is planted for you in Jannah. Imagine the time we just waste talking, or backpack biting, making ghiba, carrying tales, fighting, quarreling, swearing, arguing, or just wasting our precious time in this, with the cell phone, or whatever it is. Every second is valuable in the life of a believer. This is our capital, good health and free time. And if we are going to waste this time, like a block of ice is melting, melting, melting away, when there is no time, we become preoccupied, then we desire, I wish I had time, I wish I could do this. So before all this happens, Rasulullah says, do not become deceived by these two ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-sihatu wal-faraq, good health and free time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to value these ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can go closer and closer and gain the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can then become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.